This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The world's most wanted terrorist is dead. Multiple media reports say Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State group, is believed dead after being targeted by a U.S. military raid in Syria. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Arguably the world's most wanted man, Baghdadi was believed to have been killed Sunday in a U.S. special operation in northwest Syria. A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that he was targeted in Syria's Idlib province. The official says confirmation that the IS chief was killed in an explosion is still pending. A war monitor said U.S. helicopters dropped forces in an area of Idlib. The helicopters targeted a home and a car outside a village in an operation that killed 9 people, including another IS senior leader. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to make a major foreign policy statement today at 1300 UTC. Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded 5 others. This brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of its operation. Despite that ceasefire and a second brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. On Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke about the operation in Syria. He says if the terrorist organization continues to carry out its attacks from inside or outside the 30-kilometer-long strip, Turkey will chase them to wherever they flee, and they will do whatever is necessary. Russia says its military police and Syrian border guards will facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat on Saturday offered what Democrats characterized as corroborating testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Philip Reicher, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, met with the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees behind closed doors at the U.S. Capitol. The Democratic-led impeachment investigation of President Trump continued Saturday with testimony of about 8 hours. 2 days of violent anti-government rallies in Baghdad and southern Iraqi cities have left at least 63 people dead. According to Iraq's Human Rights Commission, at least 10 were killed in the capital, in addition to more than 2,500 injured. Edward Yerarian has more from Cairo.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Families in Vietnam are waiting to find out if their loved ones were among 39 people found dead inside a container truck in Britain. The police investigation continues following the discovery of the trailer in Essex last Wednesday. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore says the victims have not been identified and very few documents were found with the bodies.
We cannot realistically speculate at this time about the nationality of all of our deceased within that vehicle. What I can say now is that all of our victims have been recovered. They are all now at Broomfield Hospital, and they will be undergoing postmortems.
Maurice Robinson has been charged with the manslaughter of 31 men and 8 women. Essex police say he has also been charged with people trafficking, immigration, and money laundering offenses. Since the bodies were discovered on Wednesday, several families in Vietnam have expressed concerns over missing relatives. In Britain, a Labour Party spokesperson says Prime Minister Boris Johnson should offer Parliament an unequivocal commitment he will not lead Britain out of the European Union without a deal if he wants backing for an early election bid. Hong Kong police fired tear gas Sunday to disperse a rally called over concerns about police conduct in months-long democracy demonstrations. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.